This passage from Mark almost doesn't need any commentary. I mean, it is another example of what I've said over and over. It seems to me one of the hallmarks of this man's Jesus' place in the world, his clear-sightedness. He just sees fairly. He's not occluded by tradition or what other people think or habit or laws or anything else. In other words, he establishes very clearly this thing that's sort of implicit in the letter of James. A very interesting document, by the way. It's quite short. You ought to read it. Some people think it's just a Jewish document that they stuck in the New Testament, because there's nothing particularly unique about it in terms of Jesus or in terms of the Hebrew Bible. And what is this thing in James? What is holy? This is the question. What is holy? Only people are holy. Only people are holy. See, as long as we have this great superstructure of tradition, of laws, of patterns, our lives can be determined entirely and secured entirely by coordinating ourselves with all the elements of the great superstructure. And you don't, therefore, have to look at the individual, unique human being who stands in front of you. You just don't have to. You're on kind of automatic pilot, as we all are. We're creatures of habit. I mean, that old bit of folk saying is really true. We are creatures of habit. And so Jesus comes along and says, okay, you guys got all this holy stuff. And in the course of observing that, I mean, feeling nice and safe and holy and righteous and just, because you do all that stuff, you can use that as a criterion by simply excluding all kinds of other people who don't do that stuff, as we have right here. You know, and we in the Roman church who've been around so long, I think, are particularly prone to that. I mean, if you look even at the church today, or probably the most egregious example of this is the infamous decision of Paul VI in the encyclical on contraception, Humanae Vitae. The history of that document's very important. He refused to let it be addressed by the fathers of the Vatican Council. He said, no, he's going to reserve this. So he called this committee together of 85 theologians and 6 married people, 2 couples. He said, you guys go think this over. Go work this out. So they did. And 85% of the people who made the majority report said, there's nothing wrong with the use of contraception. 15% said, no, we can't do this. Why? It's never been done before. It's never been allowed before. There's something. Why? Because that's tradition. That's what's been handed on. And if you look at instance after instance after instance, the whole question of married priests, where we have this anomalous situation in the church of getting Anglicans, or like the Methodist friend here in town who converts to Catholicism and gets ordained, so he and his family move into the rectory and nobody raises an eyebrow. But the thought of married priests, oh my God, we can't countenance that. It's never been done. Well, in effect, that's not historically entirely true. So what does it take to achieve that kind of clear-sightedness? Well, I think there are all kinds of indications in Paul and the gospel. It's the Spirit of God will lead you to all truth, which means you do not have some full and final possession of the truth now. And if you look at the history of the church, there have been those moments where we have reversed ourselves. Slavery. It took a long time before there was an official rejection of slavery by the Roman Church. And certainly by countries, the whole business of lending money for interest, you know. We changed that too. The whole bunch of things that we have changed. But somehow, and I think this is one of the constant dangers of every institution, where the weight of the past becomes so heavy that we are blinded, that we cannot see. We cannot see the human heart from which all this nastiness comes, because we've framed everybody so that we know exactly where they fit into this wonderful pattern of the past, or the laws, or tradition, or habit, or whatever. Again, it keeps coming back to that glorious phrase of Paul, which somehow gets overlooked all the time. For freedom, Christ has set us free. For freedom, Christ has set us free. And that freedom is not some kind of just interior disposition, rather. It's the capacity to see the world, to see the world. So I'm freed from all these accretions of whatever sort. My own sinfulness, my own weakness, the institutional weight. So, as I said, the words, because when you look at this stuff, it's, well, that's self-evident. But it's not self-evident. It's only when you stand away from it did you begin to see. My God, that's exactly right. So we had that lovely phrase today, thinking outside the box. If we become aware that all of our thinking is boxed in thinking, and then perhaps we can be put on the qui vive to pray, come Holy Spirit, enlighten our hearts, the recesses of our hearts illumine.